When I was a freshman in college, I would visit in the home of a friend of mine on some weekends. We were both fishermen, and on Saturday we would go fishing, but on Sunday morning I would always go to church with my friend and his family. And I can remember those church meetings even though it happened more than 50 years ago. And here's what I remember most. I can remember the headache. I always left those meetings with a headache, and I'm not a person prone to headache. And here's why I had a headache. The preacher shouted from start to finish. He shouted the whole time, enough to always give me a headache. I believe that I could paraphrase his sermon topics by stating this. It was like he was preaching a sinner in the hand of an angry God. I was a sinner and God was angry. Well, what about that? Let's talk about that this week. Am I a sinner? Is that something that I need to agree with and know without any uncertain terms? Well, the answer is yes. The Bible says that clearly. We're all sinners. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous. No, not one. We're all sinners. Well, what about the other part? Is God angry with us because we're sinners? The answer is no. God is not angry with us because we're sinners. In fact, He knows the condition of our hearts. He knows the things that we have done. And even though He knows all that, He loves us anyway. The Bible says it was the love of God that sent Jesus. For God so loved the world that Jesus came. Well, the New Testament picture isn't an angry person chasing after the guilty party. The New Testament picture is a shepherd with a lost sheep, and he seeks after that lamb, that sheep, to find him, not to scold him or beat him or make him feel guilty, but to gather him up and bring him back into the fold. That's the picture of the compelling love of God. Even though we're lost, even though we've gone astray, even though there are things in our life that aren't just right, that don't please God, God loves us anyway. Well, what about that other part, the anger of God? Is that totally irrelevant? Well, no, it's not. There's coming a day when the anger of God is going to be released on all sin. The wrath of God is certain. It's coming. The judgment of God, you can count on it. It's going to happen. But because God loves us, He gave us a place of refuge, a place of safety, and that place is in Christ. We come to Christ through faith. We see what He did on that cross, and we see our need. God, I am a sinner, and I know that I need a Savior, and I trust Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Savior, and I submit myself to You, knowing that You desire to change my life. Well, that's the progression. Sinners in the hand of an angry God. We are sinners, but God loves us. He's not angry with us because we fall short. God, help us to be motivated to live for You. God, help us to see our need for a Savior. And as people of faith, to see our need to live for You faithfully, to devote ourselves to You, to cooperate with You as You work to change our hearts and make us useful in Your kingdom. God, I'm grateful today that even though judgment is coming, even though the wrath of God is going to be released, You made a way for us to escape, to be found safe in Christ because of Your love for us.